Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
After the 12 o'clock hour, good afternoon, Northern Colorado. Welcome into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. I didn't make Jaden play the Such a Lonely Day System of a Down song today because, you know, I'm going to get into the Nuggets. I'm going to get into last night and how, you know, the sky is absolutely falling and everything is just awful right now. The world is not great. But I am excited. I have some positive stuff. It's hard to be too negative. I've got Brooks Talkington, UNC Bears defensive lineman. We got spring ball coming up tomorrow. The spring game coming up tomorrow. We're going to be out there. Brooks, my man, thanks for being on with us, dude.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. It's going to be fun.
Dude, I got to tell you, Talkington. That is, I told you, you'd be perfect for radio.
I live up to the name, I will tell you. I can gab.
Oh, you well, and I've seen your work at the basketball games too, man.
Oh yeah, you see the worm?
Oh, the worm. That is amazing.
That's going on my highlight reel.
When did you first learn how to do the worm?
Fifth grade football. Like it was the end of the season, and I played for, we were the Buckeyes, you know, we were little peewee team. And everybody was doing a dance circle, and I saw somebody do it, so I was like, well, let me try. And
did you pick it up right then?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't great, but, you know, I didn't exactly practice it either, you know, so doing it then when you're less than 100 pounds versus 270 now is a little tougher.
I can't picture you as ever little, man. I just can't do it.
I was a late bloomer.
Okay.
I was a super late bloomer. I didn't hit, I was like 5'2", 100 pounds in the seventh grade, you know, and then I kept growing a little bit, but I was a pretty late bloomer, man. I wasn't that athletic. I talked to my dad who played football in college and said, Dad, did you ever think I was going to make it D1? He said, I believed in you. I didn't believe in your body, you know?
Hey, don't worry. I always tell my family all the time, I'm a late bloomer. I'm still hoping I hit my growth spurt at some point. I think it's coming. Jace tells me to give up that dream. But Brooks Talkington, defensive lineman for the UNC Bears. I got a chance to get out to practice yesterday. Have you had any practices that are not just windier than you know what?
Yeah, last year. That's
it's
about
tough,
it.
Man. I mean, I'm watching, you know, just the guys throwing the ball all over, kicking field goals and stuff. And, I guess it's good to prepare if there are those windy days, but my goodness.
Oh yeah. I joked with Coach Mo, our special teams coordinator, 2 days ago, because, the first not super windy practice we had on Tuesday, we weren't working field goal. And I said, hey, Coach, should we not just take advantage of this? He's like, nah, it'll be fine. And then Thursday, it was windy again.
Right. I mean, I came out yesterday, and I got a little sun. I'm not supposed to be out in the sun, man. As you see, I'm very pasty.
Oh, dude, I have severe gingivitis. I get it. All right. I know what you're talking about.
You get the helmet to cover you up a little bit, man. Next time, I'll bring in a hat, which, by the way, you hooked me up today.
I hooked you up. I got
Dude,
you, man.
Give him a shout-out.
Hey, so I am a brand ambassador for Greeley Hat Works. They do the hats for Yellowstone. They're phenomenal people, especially for somebody like me who has no stake in rodeo or cattle. I'm just a drugstore cowboy. But I love their hats, and I hooked Mr. Hull up.
You got me a great – I thought it was going to be a cow, but this is perfect because I am a hat wearer, so
oh, yeah.
I love it, man.
Hey, yeah, that was a little out of my pay grade. Did you bring you the cowboy hat?
I was thinking I was going to get a Yellowstone.
One of these days, man, come in. I got you.
Maybe we'll one that Kevin Costner didn't, you know, he tried it on and was like, oh, I'm just going to let you guys keep that.
He
I thought that
so
might
many
be coming.
In that show, man. Have you watched Yellowstone?
It's on the list.
Okay.
I know. It is, but I don't have Peacock or whatever, Shmoogaboog or whatever the new, I have Netflix and Amazon and all the other things, but I don't have that one.
Oh, I stole somebody's too.
Okay, maybe.
Don't feel, I got you.
Let's talk after the show.
I'll bitch it to you.
I have no shame in just ripping them passwords right off.
I don't either. I'm in college.
Well, dude, I know we're going to be doing this a lot, so this is going to be a lot of fun. There's a lot to break into, and I know you guys had your press conference, what was that, 2 weeks last week?
I believe so.
Losing time,
yeah,
as I
somewhere
typically
around
do.
There. Yep.
A lot of stuff coming up, you know, just talking about the direction of this football team. You know, last year you guys get going. We know the COVID year was crazy. You know, I ultimately didn't see football from the Bears. And then you get into last year with Coach McCaffrey and his staff. Does it feel like this year is more like, for you, who was here in the transition periods with Ernest and on to Ed, but does it feel like this year you finally have your feet underneath you after two very, very interesting years?
Absolutely. I think we've laid a really good foundation with just you know what you're getting with this coaching staff now. I think I touched on that during the press conference last week or 2 weeks ago, one or the other. but, yeah, our feet are under us. We have much more preparation. We have the addition of strength coach, Coach Hill, who we have going into the season last year. We had only had him for half a summer, which, you know, half a summer is not enough to develop the body of the team you got, you know, and it's not enough for him to really get enveloped into what he's doing. So having this full year with Coach Hill has been phenomenal, and I think that's going to play a huge part in our success, both in the spring and in the come the fall.
Yeah, just getting that, sometimes just getting the right guys, that combination, and,
absolutely,
and that can take time, and that's why, you know, when you look at last year, the record and all that stuff, I mean, this is a pretty common thing. When you see a coach change over like this, especially with the way the seasons were going even beforehand,
absolutely,
it's pretty typical. You're going to see some growing pains. The coaching staff, the players, what have you, it's pretty normal. You see it throughout the country.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think they have found – I think our defense has really found its identity. I can't speak on offense as much, but I speak to Coach Darnell all the time. I'm in his office.
He said you're in there every day.
Oh, man. I bother him. I really do. I walk in. I do the whole, you know, put my hands over his eyes, you know, waiting for him one day to just turn around and when he's fed up. But, no, he said, and I direct quote, this is the best coaching staff he's ever had. So I think we're going to do phenomenal this year.
I got to give a shout out to Coach Darnell too, because you know, he, every time I'm coming out there, he's walking up. I was standing over running the bleachers away from everybody, scared to get close to you guys, and then he's like, get over here on the field. I'm like, I don't want to get hurt. I don't want to have to run any wind sprints. I don't have the right shoes. I never have the right shoes. That's always the excuse. But Coach Darnell's awesome. I said, what's the strength of this defense? And he said that defensive line.
You better believe it.
All right. What is that? Knowing where you are as a leader of this team, because for the last 2 years, you know, this coaching staff has asked you to speak at those press conferences, speak on behalf of this team. What is that like for you to not only be the leader going into what I know is a really important year for everybody, but also to be on this position group that we think is going to maybe especially carry this defense?
Sure. I mean, you think they learned their lesson from letting me speak at all these press conferences and stuff. You think one day, like, let's get somebody else in there. But no, it's a fun. This is the most fun I've ever had during spring ball. This is my favorite position group I've ever been with, because I don't know if you know this. I came in as a middle linebacker, and I've played one game. I've started one game at every position in the front seven.
Wow.
So I've messed around a lot, and so to finally play the same position 2 years in a row with D line coach. Can I give a shout out?
Heck yeah, you
coach,
can.
Coach Gonzalez is the man, a former teammate, and just he's. He's known me for 5 years, and so he's a phenomenal coach, and I think he's doing great so far. I'm not just trying to kiss up.
Nah, it's cool to see him so quickly take on that role.
No, he's done great, and so, this has just been a really cool experience to go into, because, you know, you go in and you're like, how's it going to be? Because I've had 13 different position coaches since being in college. You
that's
know?
Crazy, man.
Yeah, and it's nuts, but at the same time, if it led up to this, it was worth it. You know, it's just been so much fun, and our D-line has just experienced such tremendous growth. I mean, obviously, you have Joe Golden, who's phenomenal, Austin Williams, who we picked up from CU, who's great, and then we've had some growth from some younger guys that's been phenomenal. Ryan Capasso, he's number 59, has just been a monster this spring ball. He is super violent. Nick Norris, number 92, is doing phenomenal himself. Joe Brown is doing great, number 98. So just overall, this has been so much fun. We got some young cats, too. They're going to be really good here in about a year or two.
I'm excited to see this defense, because you guys were pretty solid last year, too. I know
the
record didn't go the way you wanted it to, but this defense, you guys had a lot of positives.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, the record can be attributed to, you know, when, just like you said, the growing pains. But our defense was fifth in the Big Sky, and I think we're going to make a run for number one. You know, we're so competitive.
You're hungry, man. You want to get out there.
Yeah. That's exactly the best way to put it. But yeah, D-line is the best. linebackers, DBs, deal with it. D-line is number one.
I was having some fun. I need to get over and watch some more of the line, but I was watching the DBs, and I love this. I wasn't much of a trash talker, but the DBs, man, there's some trash talking going on over there.
Right. There's been a time or two I've told some of them, like, man, let your feet go as fast as your mouth, and you need to get into track.
What do you think? Are you a trash talker?
In some creative ways, yeah. I mean, I love the game, you know what I mean? And I get fired up, so I'll sometimes let a crossword.
But it's not like a constant chirping.
No, sir. My dad was very adamant on, hey, look, let you play, back up, you know, back it up, and then let other people talk about you.
Do you like to have some of those teammates, though, that are chirping a little bit?
I love it.
Because then they fire it up on the other side.
Oh, they get in their heads so quick, and it's hilarious because that's something I can't do. You know what I mean? I can't just keep, you know, I just can't roll them off the tongue.
Oh, yeah.
They're creative. You know what I mean? They'll say some stuff. I've heard somebody say, hey, man, I've seen better hands on a snake. And I was like, I'm using that for the rest
of my
life.
Write that down, James. Good idea book. Put
write
that in there.
Down, man. It's solid. No, but I love that aspect of it because it's not for me, but they get in the other team's head, and all of a sudden, they're messing up plays, or messing up routes, everything.
Isn't that the beautiful part about football, though? There's so many guys on a team that there's so many different skill sets, and you know, maybe some guys are trash talkers, some guys are really quiet, some guys are funny, all this other stuff. Some guys are, you know, you don't want to get too close to them, nasty. Isn't that what's fun about football, though?
Absolutely, and I think it just brings folks together. You know what I mean? Like, there is, I wish the entire world could experience what it's like in a football locker room. I mean, sometimes maybe not, but for the most part, it's just you have people from all different types of backgrounds, all different skin colors, all different views and outlooks on life, and they're all coming together for one common goal. And at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, when you hang up the cleats, those are the guys that are going to be at your wedding that you're just going to think about for the rest of your life as your best friends, you know, regardless of what your differences were when you first came in and what your differences may be now. You know, it's awesome.
We're talking to Brooks Talkington, defensive lineman for the UNC Bears. Brooks, we talked a little bit about this off air, but what, about 2 months ago, very interesting article comes out in the Greeley Tribune,
sure.
Jaden Watson-Fisher.
Yep.
You know, there were some serious accusations there. There were some other accusations that were kind of, to me personally, I was like, well, it seems like this kind of stuff happens in football. Guys are entering transfer portals. Guys are not liking their coaching staff. Doesn't mean the coach is a terrible guy. This just happens. Then there were some serious accusations about the financial aid and all that stuff. All of the serious stuff had proved to be all good. All the boxes were checked. Everybody's good. Nothing big there. How did you guys handle some of the stories? Now, all these players were anonymous in the article.
Yep.
So I'm sure you know. I don't know. I'm sure you know some of the guys.
I'm not a very dramatic person.
So
I'm a big fan of minding my own business.
Okay.
You know? So I know some of the guys that entered the portal. I don't really know anybody who wrote in the article. Nobody told me because they know I love the Bears. What I will say is, I don't think any of us ever believed for one second that it was that there was too much weight behind this article. Mm. We all thought it was written far too quickly, and we weren't, like I said in the press conference a few weeks ago, we weren't really relieved whenever all the serious allegations were drummed up to be, you know, just that,
yeah,
allegations. We weren't really relieved because we kind of knew, you know. And I don't want to take away from what any of my former teammates, brothers, players, whatever, you know, their experiences. But nobody's perfect, and no program is perfect, and not everybody's going to be happy, you know. I think who we have now is who we need, and I think that we're better off, and I'm pumped for what's coming for this season because we have all the guys in the right positions, and now it's just a matter of when we get to strap up the pads and go on there.
You're an interesting one, too, because you were here with the old coaching staff and staffs, as we say, and with the new coaching staff. Now, in that article, one of the things that we had talked about stuck out was, you know, Coach McCaffrey coaches, not as available and not around, and you're telling, I mean, you're in Coach Darnell's office every single day. So,
oh, absolutely.
That was an interesting one.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are intimidated by the head guy, you know, and or just whoever's in charge, and therefore they see him see people of authority as unapproachable. I don't personally. I mean, I can walk into Coach McCaffrey's office at any time. I mean, I was in there 2 days ago. We were just chatting it up, you know, for about 20 minutes for, you know, over nothing, you know. Coach Darnell is somebody I can talk to at any time. I'll walk in and he and I just immediately start talking about it. Doesn't even have to be about football. We'll go in there and we'll discuss everything from, shoot, how's your family doing? Where you want to eat? When or what's good barbecue? Which, I mean, no disrespect to you Coloradans up here, but I mean,
yeah, I was wondering where that accent's not like Pueblo, is it?
It's
south.
It's a little further. It's a little bit further down.
What part of Texas are you from?
I'm from a town called Flower Mound, Texas, and it's a suburb of Dallas between Dallas and Denton, near Fort Worth, that kind of situation.
Okay, all right.
So I know good barbecue. Let me tell you.
What's the name of the best barbecue place you've ever been to down there?
Ooh, the best one is hard to say. My favorite one is this little hole in the wall spot called 407 Barbecue.
Okay.
And me and my best friend Grant Hudgens, he's been my friend since we were 6 months old. I'm giving him a shout out even though he won't listen.
Hey, we got the podcast available.
That's fair enough.
Him.
Yeah, I'll send it to him. He's just a busy guy.
We're gonna get an NIL deal with this barbecue place too.
Come on. Oh yeah.
But
407 Barbecue is the best place ever. We always go. We always drive up there on the way to see my grandparents. They're about 20 minutes away. And we go there. You got to get you some brisket, some jalapeno cheddar sausage, and then you get mac and cheese, fried okra, and some sweet tea. And it's always playing good country music. Texas country music.
All right. So what's Texas country music?
So, man, Texas country is different. It's not like the Florida Georgia Line, Luke Bryan stuff you hear nowadays. My favorite artist ever is Cody Johnson.
Okay.
He's a man. He's finally getting some real exposure, but Texas country music is also classified as like red dirt, and most of the guys are coming from that Texas or Panhandle area, and it's songs about, I call it real country music because it's not a snap track talking about girls in tight jeans and beer and stuff. I mean, there's occasional beer in there, or adult beverage, I should say.
Where yeah, I'm, yeah, whiskey and
yeah, but
stuff, right?
It's stuff that'll make you think, and I don't know. It's good stuff. I'll send you a playlist.
All right, send it over. Send
Absolutely.
It over, Jades. We'll play something, man.
Come on.
All right, Slim Jim wants to know what's the best local barbecue place that you've tried around here. Has anything? Probably nothing's compared, but has there been something that was pretty good?
Georgia Boys, me and
that's new, right?
Yeah, so it's new. Me, Joe Golden, and Austin Williams went in to try it out, and we ordered a family platter, which was about $120 worth of food, like, and we cleared the whole thing, man. It was pretty solid. I'm not going to tell you it's better than, you know, back home, because just we do it right, but they're pretty solid.
But
I enjoyed them.
But it's the closest.
I would say so, yeah.
Your boy Tanner Schwent texting in says he's a big country music fan.
Oh, yeah, let me hear him.
He said, please have him send me that playlist,
I got him. Hey, don't even worry about it. I'll send it to him.
And he figured out your Twitter account, too, by
yeah,
way.
That way. So I don't really get on Twitter that much. I got on Twitter to see a few of my friends that were committing to certain schools. I got back on Twitter anyway. So when I was on there, I was about to delete it again. And then I saw him tweet out about Zach Angelillo and Coach Ed. And then all of a sudden, I was like, and then Brooks Talkington.
Brooks Talkington.
What should we ask him? I said, how about his Twitter username?
I love it, man. That's fantastic.
It was just pure luck, but it was fun.
Brooks, you want to stay in for another segment?
Yeah.
You got time?
I'd love to.
All right,
I mean,
Brooks.
I don't think I have anything until... Yeah, I got
it. Are you sure?
I'm good. I got something at 2. That's it.
Yeah, dude, we got all the time in the world.
I'd love to.
We got Brooks Talkington, UNC Bears, defensive end. We got the spring game coming up tomorrow already. I'm ready for that, man. We're going to be out there 11-1, kind of doing a broadcast type deal, talking about you guys. And you know, we're gonna see what this team's made of early. I know this doesn't tell the full story until we get to fall, but it gives us a preview.
Absolutely. We can't wait to have you all out there.
All right, man, 24 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. We'll get into some Nuggets Warriors. Nuggets down 3-0. We all know what that means, and we'll get into that a little bit later on in the program. It's scary times, man.
Hey, it means the comeback of the century.
There it is.
That's
you
all
know
it
what?
Means. You know what? Come on. Now.
I knew there was a reason you came in to cheer me up today. Nobody else here at the station's done that. Jade's has been terrible. 24 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
On Unwind with a Good Afternoon Guy, Brian Gary, weekdays at 3 p.m. on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Hulse Show on 1310 KFKA.
See, you can play the air guitar, too.
Hey, man. Oh, dude, I can't. That's the only instrument I can play besides the kazoo. I'm pretty solid at that one.
I have a guitar, but I just have a guitar.
Yep.
I'm one of those guys. It's like, I'm going to get one, and I'm going to be, like, awesome. And then you try, like, three things. You're like, dang it.
And your fingers are, like, bleeding from how hard you got to
push. Yeah, they go numb for, like, 3 weeks. And then you're like, that they're supposed to callus over, so I have little buttons kind of deal.
Yep.
That didn't work.
Nope.
For me. Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that. That's why the air guitars always kind of seem to work.
We had a guy on our team, Kyle Ergenbright. I don't know if you remember him.
Yes, yeah. Great guy.
Oh, one of the best guitar players you ever met.
Seriously?
I mean, the guy would do open mics at Fort Collins sometimes, but he just picked it up one day in 2019, and all of a sudden, he just got good.
Wow.
Yeah, so he tried to give me a few lessons. Kyle, if you're listening to this, I have not continued. I have not even gotten the strings changed on that guitar.
Well, that was my problem with the guitar I bought when I was like 18. The strings came off eventually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then I'm like, well, I guess that guitar is done with.
Yep.
Apparently, you can restring them.
I'm told that people will do it for you.
Yeah, that's what I...
But I can't justify it.
Yeah, I was like, I guess I'm done with this guy. And then I didn't mess with the guitar. My wife, I don't know why we just decided, I talked about it. I was like, I want to get a guitar sometime, you know? I want to be cool again. And so we got one. And I learned Twinkle Twinkle for my kiddo.
Hey,
so
there you go.
Can't really beat that.
Absolutely.
Man. You know, I tried to work in a few variations, a rock version of that, but they don't sound very good.
I was told that all good country songs only have about three chords, and I figured country music wasn't for me when I couldn't learn two.
That's probably about right, man.
Hey, man. I like singing, though. But karaoke at the Jaeger. That's it for me.
You know what I mean?
Do
the worm, too, man.
I'll do
Not
the
many
worm.
People can do the worm. I have tried. Trust me. And it looks like seriously, you know, when you're fishing and then you bring the fish out and you slap them on the boat, that's what I look like. And people are like, is he all right? Is he going to be okay?
Is he having a stroke?
Yeah.
What's
could
wrong?
He be having a stroke?
Oh, man.
12:32 the time. We're talking to Brooks Talkington, UNC Bears defensive end. I'm excited for you guys. I really am. And, you know, I think, you know, getting to know Ed McCaffrey, I grew up diehard Ed McCaffrey fan.
Absolutely.
And I, you know, I used to come up here to training camp when he was a player, and you know, I'm seeing Jimmy Spencer out there, and I'm like, wow, I'm kind of, you know, starstruck a little bit. How does that phase you guys, though? Because you and I are a little different age gap there. Does the McCaffrey name, I mean, I know Christian's obviously tearing it up in the NFL, but does the McCaffrey name, is that like a big name to you guys, or what?
Absolutely. So it's a big name, because Coach McCaffrey, obviously his resume speaks for itself, you know. But yeah, it's a huge name, absolutely. Funny story, real quick, if you got time.
Yeah.
So my uncle Ross, who played football at Duke, I had a lot of football in my family.
A lot of Texas Tech guys.
I'm saying,
wow.
I had to, you know what I mean. I was the only boy. I had to go play somewhere. But my uncle Ross told me whenever he found out that Coach McCaffrey was going to be my head coach, he said, hey, I want you to go in there and tell him that he was my first pick every year on fantasy football. And I said, I'll save that for the second conversation, because I feel like the first conversation needs to be, hey, coach, how you doing? I'm, you know, whatever. But no, it's I think the coolest part of it is just knowing how much experience he really has and knowing he knows what he's talking about and bringing in guys who you can trust just because he's given the stamp of approval.
Well, and again, you know, I mean, his as you said, his resume as a player, I mean, the minds he was working under, you know, Mike Shanahan, obviously, to name to name a few there. I mean, Mike Shanahan was an offensive guru, and so learning from him, you know, I just had a chance to kind of watch. Again, I love football, but I'm not like you guys. I'm not sitting there going, oh, that's a, I can tell exactly what they just optioned into there or what they audibled into.
Right.
But you can kind of get a sense. You're like, oh, that reminds me of some stuff back
Absolutely.
In the day.
And it's just, I mean, he and Coach Spencer and, like, the coaches he's been around, they've forgotten more about football than I'll likely ever know, you know? So it's just the whole starstruck period, I don't think really happened for me just because he's very down-to-earth guy.
He really is,
man.
Yeah,
he's very approachable, you know, easy to talk to. So, but It is very cool. And, you know, it is cool seeing, like, wow, his son, Christian, is the highest paid running back in the NFL right now and just tearing it up, doing phenomenal, you know?
And probably my number one pick in fantasy.
Yeah, honestly, hey, look.
I call Ed and see what he thinks.
That's two generations right there. Yeah, I'll let him know for you.
You got all the McCaffreys, man. We know Max. He messed around in the NFL a little bit. Obviously, seeing what Dylan's done in his...
Dylan's doing great, and I'm glad he's getting a full spring so that... because he just came in,
sure,
you know, in fall camp. So I think this is super beneficial to us, too, to have him... Fall, spring, fall again.
Yeah, no doubt. What did it do, though? So you say, you know, Coach McCaffrey's learned so much about football. He's forgot so much about more about football than anybody actually knows. Mm-hmm. He's so available to you guys. So again, just one more time, taking you back to that article. And I know I got to go there. I do the radio deal. What did that do to you, though, to hear people anonymously say things like, there were things like, yeah, we weren't running that, you know, it was like not a college style of offense that we were running. It was, you know, coaches weren't available and Coach McCaffrey wasn't as available. What did that do to you being a guy that's like saying the complete opposite of
that? Yeah, I just, I can't speak on offense. I'll be honest, my brain doesn't work that way.
Mine, you know, doesn't what I either,
mean? My dad can talk about offense all day. My granddad can. You know, I was a defensive player. I was the black sheep of the Talkington football clan. But I think everybody's just going to have different experiences, you know. Like, I think I've found him to be completely approachable, and he and I have had conversations, and he's just been a great guy, and I think he knows what he's doing, and he's bringing folks in that know what they're doing. So, like I said, nobody is ever going to be – you can't please everybody, you know. And I think sometimes when you're approached with something like that article, people just start looking for things to say. You know what I mean?
As opposed to... That makes sense.
Yeah, or like, that's just where I sit. I've found the complete opposite, and I think he's doing a good job, and I think we're gonna do something special.
Well, how many guys are on a football team?
100. And honestly, sometimes up to 120.
Well, let's just say 115.
Sure.
115 guys.
Yeah.
Odds are 15 of those guys aren't going to be happy.
Absolutely.
Maybe even 30.
And how many guys were in the article?
Right.
15.
Wow, you know, I didn't see. Look at that.
Yeah, man. So it's like, and like I said, these are my teammates, and I'm not trying to speak down on their experiences, anything like that. I don't want them to ever think, oh, okay, you know, Brooks doesn't have my back or anything. But the truth of the matter is, I play for the Bears. I love the Bears, and I know for a fact that we're doing it the right way.
Well, and even talking with you off the air, you said the same thing. You're like, dude, I don't want to hurt anybody. I want to be just above board on all this stuff. But, I mean, you look at the NFL. Let's take an example. Noah Fant leaves the Broncos, goes to Seattle, starts complaining about Pat Shurmur. And I think Broncos fans were frustrated with him, obviously. But the guy's an offensive coordinator in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And you have other players saying that guy doesn't know what he's doing. Well, clearly at some point in his life, he knew what he was doing to get there. So in that defense, I suppose you're right. Like, you are going to have players that say, that's not the way I would do things, so he must not know anything about football.
Right. I think too, like, when you single out all the people who had maybe a negative experience here, and that's the basis you write your article around, that's going to be... Obviously, the story is going to sound a little different versus if you take a sample of people who have enjoyed it, you know? So, I don't know. Nobody's lining up to write articles about what I have to say.
I'm going to write one right now.
Please let me know. Yeah.
Jaden, let's get to work.
Yeah, come on now. I'd love to sit down.
You know, and then again, you're right. That's the tough part about the whole thing, too. And I think that's where it can get frustrating. Plus, we're in the day and age of the transfer portal.
Yeah.
And absolutely. So every school has tons of guys transferring, both football, basketball, every sport. We're seeing it all over the place.
Yeah,
man.
Athletes are. I think athletes need to do what's best for them. You know what I mean? And I think it's nobody's going to fault anybody. Actually, I spoke with Coach McCaffrey a few days ago about this very subject because I had some friends enter the portal, and he said, "I'm never going to discourage people from doing what's best for them." You know, if you want to be here, be here, and that's great. And you know, and I think you know, I he would have loved it if everybody stayed, but. He was very adamant on the fact that if you feel you have a better chance somewhere else or you feel it's better for you to go somewhere else, I will still be your fan.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's really cool.
I think it's genuine, too.
I believe that.
You know, a month or two ago, got a chance to really sit down with Coach and, you know, not on the air, but just really talk. And I walked away going, I'm blown away by the football pedigree. I'm blown away, honestly, by how genuine of a dude he was. And,
absolutely.
You know, and again, some of the other stuff, I get it. I think he was kind of hurt, too, to see some players. Like, and so, again, all that stuff packaged up. At the end of the day, I just think this is what's going to happen. I think out of 115 guys, 15 of them are going to walk away going, I'm not crazy about
that. Sure, absolutely, and I think that happens no matter where you go.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'll tell you a quick story about Coach McCaffrey the other day. So on the D-line now, I don't know if you saw us yesterday running our gassers, but every time we call it a loaf, you know, where one of our D-linemen isn't running to the ball, and this is just among the D-linemen, we have a gasser. And so Coach McCaffrey lined up with us a couple days ago to run our gassers with us because we only had two, you know. So he was like, ah, this is a good one to, you know, ease
to
into.
Jump in on.
Yeah, but
how'd he do?
I mean, he beat some of us.
Does he really?
He didn't beat me. I wasn't gonna let him beat me.
He used to be pretty dang fast.
Oh, man. He would have beat me in the day, and he might now. But it's more of a pride thing than a skill thing for me at this point.
Oh, by the way, speaking of that, are we gonna have our lifting weights thing? Because what did you? What were you doing? I saw the video yesterday.
So,
Coach Darnell was talking about it too.
Power cleans. Yeah. Okay. That's my favorite lift.
It's bad that I don't even know what that is, and I told you that you're just a little bit better than me, man.
It's all good. No, yeah. I bet you. Hey, man. Look, it's fake weight, smoke and mirrors.
No. Well, how much was that?
That was 375 pounds.
And you got a goal of getting over a certain number, right?
I want to hit four plates.
Jeez.
Really bad. So in high school, I saw Saquon Barkley at Penn State do four plates on power clean. I was like, I couldn't even clean hardly at all in high school, you know, but I was like, I want to do that.
Wow.
I want to be able to do that. So, and then I had a friend of mine's older brother who went and played football at Rice who cleaned 350, I want to say somewhere in his college years. And I was like, okay, that was the goal first.
That's the goal.
I wanted to hit 315, three plates, so I hit that, and then 350. And then now it's 400 pounds. I really want to hit that, so.
That's by when? Do you have a certain date in mind?
So we max next week, so we'll give it a try then. We'll give it a try then, and then
if
it doesn't work out, we got all summer, you know? So just at some point, is it going to translate any more than 375 to football? Probably not, but is it a thing that I want to be able to tell my grandkids one day?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And by the way, the liftoff I was talking about, like we have these little 25-pound dumbbells in here.
Hey,
I'm just going to see if we could do those. Or, you know, maybe those squeezy things for your forearms. We could just do those bad boys for a little bit.
My ego can't take the loss. I told you. You'd smoke me.
Brooks, appreciate you, dude. We're going to be doing this again, man. We want to work with you down the road, too. We're going to be out there tomorrow. It's going to be a blast.
Cannot wait.
Weather's going to be weird, as usual, but it doesn't matter to you guys.
Yeah, I thought Texas weather was bipolar till I got up here.
And especially then now.
Yeah, because you throw wind and snow into the mix, and it's like, it's nuts, man.
It's crazy, man. And when you get old like me, you're like, do I turn the sprinklers on or not? That's my biggest concern. Will the trash can blow over? I don't know.
That's a good question.
And that's terrible, too.
We had like 80-mile-an-hour gusts the other day out of practice, and it was funny because you're watching 7-on-7. We're doing DTL one-on-one reps and with the O-line, but I look over and I see a ball, and it's nobody's fault except Mother Nature, because you throw it and even a slant is just getting affected by the wind.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But it'll probably make everybody better for that, because if you actually have a still game, then maybe it's going to be all right.
We're going to be dangerous, man.
I'm excited, man.
I'm
ready to see you guys rock and roll.
Yes, sir.
We'll get that first preview tomorrow. We'll be out there 11-1, so spring action. We'll get out there and get it rocking and rolling.
Hey. Cannot wait, man. It's been a pleasure.
Brooks Talkington, UNC Bears defensive end. Great guy. Let me go throw that shirt on, too.
Oh, please.
We'll snag a picture if you don't
mind.
Come
on now.
All right, man.
Let's do it.
12:43 the time. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
.12:48 the time. Welcome back to The Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. That did my heart well to have Brooks Talkington in. What a great dude. What an awesome guy, Jades. I mean, well-spoken, heck of a talent. I'm rooting for him, man. Definitely rooting for this Bears team to turn things around. First Advantage text line, 888-530. Second hour, man, we're just going to bust into all this Golden State-Denver stuff from last night. Denver loses game 3, 118-113, now down 3-0. And as we know, nobody has come back from a 3-0 deficit. So we know that that's over. It's over. Unless a miracle happens. A lot of good things in this game, though. A lot better than what we saw in those first two games. But at the end of the day, You got Klay Thompson, 26. Jordan Poole, 27. Steph Curry, 27. That is hard to win games when you have three guys as good as that, plus Draymond Green defensively. We saw the steal and everything else that he did. It's tough. I mean, Draymond Green can hit the three. How many times was he wide open, though, and he just knows, all right, we have a better shot, finding a better look. That's a team that just gets it. Unlike Will Barton last night, who knows what they're supposed to do late in the game, and instead, with a minute left, down three, he takes a three. You're still in this game, man. Play it as one possession at a time. Get it to your best player, who had Andrew Wiggins on him. And you're going to just throw up a three. We've seen that too much with Will Barton. I do believe this is it for Barton, at least as a starter. Our Method Flow Products poll question of the day is available at theholeshow.com. Go vote. Let me know what you think. If Michael Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray are on this roster right now, healthy, where do the Nuggets stand in this series? Is it still down 3-0? Or the Nuggets up 3-0? Or do they have a win? Did they get the win last night? Or is it 2-1? I want to get your thoughts on that. 12:50 the time. We've got to take a short break. Jade's going to kill me because the clock is overblown. But I tell you what, man, when you get Brooks Talkington going, you don't want to shut that big defensive line up. He is a great dude. That was fun to listen to. And you ought to come out tomorrow. Come check out UNC Spring Game. Listen, I know CSU's rocking and rolling. We got UNC rocking and rolling. I'm all over the place. But tomorrow I'm going to be at UNC football, and couldn't be happier about that. 12:50 the time. We'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Get the insight you need before making that pick. Listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard, weekdays at 2 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Joel Cantalamessa from RamNation.com. You're listening to The Hull Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The time. Welcome back to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Glad you could be with us here today. Shout out to, On the Rocks Liquor, Tony. We're always talking about John and Tony, the husband-wife duo out there. Tony's birthday is today. Happy birthday to Tony, one of our amazing sponsors, Susan and Cheryl agree. And they're, listen, On the Rocks Liquor, they just get it. Great locally owned and operated business that have been doing it for a long time now. And we just appreciate everything that they've done to help us keep this show rocking and rolling. We take that Northern Colorado emphasis, but talking Nuggets, Broncos, getting a chance to talk to UNC Bears players like Brooks Talkington. I mean, these opportunities are so much fun, man. And it's businesses like On the Rocks Liquor that allow us to do this. Allow us to talk and promote these local teams and discuss and probably irritate you once in a while with some of my takes. But we appreciate everybody and their support. 12:56 the time. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. Method Flow Products poll question of the day is available at theholeshow.com. If Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. were playing in this series, where would the Nuggets stand today? Up 3-0, up 2-1, down 1-2, or just down 0-3? Go ahead and vote at theholeshow.com. I'd love to see what you guys think here. All right, let me refresh here, Jades. What do the Hooligans think today? Down 1-2. So you basically, that's what's leading in the clubhouse. That you think that if those guys are in the lineup, they end up pulling it off last night. Okay, that's fair. I kind of think they might be 2-1. Based on what I saw last night. I think Denver, I thought Malone coached his ass off last night. I thought Nikola Jokic played his ass off. I thought, you know, I thought there was Aaron Gordon showed up in the series. I think there's a lot more that you can add to this team if a Jamal Murray and MPJ are there. Okay, now it's 31% saying up 2-1. Wow. All right, up 2-1. There you go. Go vote at theholeshow.com. Second hour coming up next. It's The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.